turnaround staff recommendations, and we'll go back first to Duggar.
Thanks, Maureen. So as you heard from the applicant, the Duggar Union CSC was formed in the wake of the decision by Northeast School Corporation to shut both schools in Duggar at the end of this year. And while it's a passionate founding group and an extremely close-knit and supportive community, the staff, as well as our external evaluators, saw weaknesses across all three areas of the application, including evidence of capacity, the education plan, and the business plan. First, in the evidence of capacity, while the board does consist of dedicated members that you heard from with varying skills, the current board lacks sufficient experience in K-12 education, administration, assessment, and instruction, startup experience, legal experience, finance experience for school funding, and governance experience. I think this is a major concern, especially given the 2014 proposed opening, but it's also a concern as to how they will hold both the school leader and school accountable and understand their role as a public entity. Additionally, the founding group did not demonstrate a comprehensive understanding of assessment and accountability requirements as it relates to both the state and the ICSB. And when questioned on this, especially around the underperformance of the Duggar schools per state and ICSB standards, it was unclear that they understood this. I know that given that underperformance, that would be a critical conversation that we would want to have with them before, for lack of a better term, taking over those schools, which is what it would look like. Moving on to the education plan, there was a significant lack of information in the education plan regarding curriculum and instruction, and we spoke with them about that in the interview. And while it's a similar chicken and an egg thing here because they're unsure how much materials will be left from the district, but that being said, there's a lack of direction and plan regarding that, around what the curriculum will actually be, what their plan Bs are if the school doesn't leave material. In the interview, we talked about the team creating their own curriculum. And while the school leader reported experience with curriculum development, it isn't clear that the rest of the staff that currently doesn't have curriculum developed experience would be able to come up to speed in that. And it's a very a hefty and lofty, ambitious goal. Again, highlighting the performance of the current schools, because of the current performance, a discussion around why those curriculum, or I should say curricula, have been chosen would be an imperative conversation for us to know why they're still a suitable solution for these students. We were very excited to learn of their plans for a vocational program and also off-site training, as well as their real passion for the dual credit. However, the application and interview questions did not address or reflect the complexities of those programs and what that would look like in practice. And again, I think the applicant spoke to this as well, but I think it was because of the rushed time frame, perhaps. Again, I think I've highlighted this again, but it is very important in the education plan. The lack of focus on assessment and data is a large concern here. Finally, moving on to the business plan, it should be noted here, as Larry witnessed at the public hearing, that there was large amounts of community support, and we have no doubt that the community members fully behind the school. And I think it demonstrated a lot of support and respect for the founding members that are here today. Also, it should be noted that they will be taking the facility that will be empty at the end of this year. They've hired and also are partnering with some pro bono legal experts on the negotiations of this. However, the budget is of real concern for the ICSB, given overstated revenues, which include several either non-applicable or defunct revenue sources, as well as the startup budget. We also, our financial evaluator was concerned about the lack of the cost of living adjustment throughout the years, and then also in addition to that, some of the expenses that grow proportionately with the growth of the school were not included. Budget for assessment materials, classroom supplies, field trips, and co-curricular activities, which I know are important to the school and the founding group, were not included. And then lastly, the startup timeline was not necessarily realistic. Some of these activities that take many groups 2 years to complete after charter approval, and so it's something that the staff was concerned by. Questions?
Questions from the board?
So at this point, we've only told them our recommendation, and we have plans to meet with them after this board meeting, not today, but in the next month. But I think that the message that I would want to talk with them about is, given the fact that applying in the fall application cycle is the last chance to apply for a fall 2015 opening, I would encourage them to think about how much time they actually need to get an application together and the pieces together that they feel very confident about and comfortable with. And so really talking about when the best time to reapply would be, given that the application for the fall cycle will be due early August. But yes, Kariga, I hear your point, and I think that because of the rush time frame, it would definitely be something that we would want to talk to the group about reapplying later down the road.
And just for the record, I wasn't making a point. That I can see how it would be taken that way, but it was really more just if that was ever even something that had been talked about.
I had a similar question in that, was there any discussion of sort of a phased-in approach that maybe a K-5 start and then moving to middle and high later? I understand that's not an ideal scenario for that particular community, but was there any discussion of other options in terms of configuring it?
So the discussion about a phased-in approach wasn't discussed in either the application or the interviews that we had with them, but it's certainly something that they could look for if they choose to reapply. I think that's an interesting point.
Sarah, can you speak to the progress that they made between, and obviously it is a large lift to make in a relatively short period of time, the progress that was made between the submission of the application and your interviews in person?
Sure. I think that the board members know their mission, and I think that's very, very clear. But I still think the lack of firm direction on curriculum and what that education plan actually looks like today, and then also still some of the things that are up in the air about the budget, waiting to hear on grants, is still troublesome to us. I think that ideally a lot of that would be a little bit more thought through, especially since really just transportation, which I know is a big piece and could be something that's cut out, I don't think would make up the overstated revenues that exist. But I know that Kyle, one of the members here today, has negotiated lower utility costs for for the buildings. They've been in constant contact with the community that has been cutting them breaks in different areas, chipping away at those costs. So in that regard, you know, there's again no doubt about the commitment of both the board and the community. I still think they're still very real concerns.
Substantial concerns. Other questions? Okay, so we have staff's recommendation in front of us. I would accept a motion from the board with respect to that recommendation.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion from the board?
Yeah. This is hard. And it's hard because, well, it's hard in one instance. It's not hard in another instance. What's hard about this is you've got a community that's experienced something that is extraordinarily difficult, and you've got a group of people that clearly have come together to do something extraordinary in a very short period of time. I don't think there's any question at all regarding the level of commitment and the passion that folks have to find a way to make this work. The gentleman who started off saying at the very beginning of his toward the end of his presentation that still stuck with me is, you know, think if you had kids in my situation or in this situation, what that would mean. And for me, that cuts both ways, right? It's on the one hand, having a child have to travel that far is just, I can't. Words aren't able to describe what that might mean. At the same time, the two areas that I had identified and that still are challenges around finances and curriculum are among the most important parts that we have to have right in this process. And why I said it cuts both ways, you know, it's the responsibility of this board to approve applications and organizing bodies that have everything put together and have it right. And we can't take a risk, in my opinion, when two really big areas here just aren't quite yet there.
Any other comments before we vote? Further discussion?
I think Kariga hit right on the head. I was at the public hearing in Duggar. It was the most unanimous group that I have seen since I've been on this board. The passion, the community spirit, the coming together of a group that wanted to do something great for their kids. I understand that, and I appreciated that, and I was awed by it. I work in a school corporation that has an elementary school that there has been some discussion about closing, and I know that the members of that community would be crushed as your presentation, as the people that spoke at the hearing suggested, that the damage is going to do to the community if the school is closed is it's horrible, and that you've been put in this position is horrible. But I don't know that this body has the ability or the responsibility to right that wrong.
You know, this is a difficult one, and I said earlier, I can empathize with this. I've been through this in my own community, and I feel very strongly that this group of people, they can do this. There's no question in my mind that they have the community support to be able to do this. And I realize there are weaknesses in this, but Some of them are fairly simple to remediate. And I don't know if this is possible, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Is there any way to approve a conditional approval with, some steps that they need to take to address certain concerns within a certain time frame, like we've done with some of the replication proposals? And also, I do think that if they started with a smaller configuration and got themselves up to speed, I think they could be very successful at this. I don't know. I just feel like they have what it takes. I think they can do this. And with some additional time, and again, it's not their choice to have had the time frame that they did. We've talked as a board about the importance of expanding choice, particularly in our rural communities. And I go back to this idea of maybe starting with K-5, because those kids are the ones that are going to bear the most burden of being, of a two-hour bus ride. So if we can do anything in our state to try to expand choice in rural communities that are underserved, I think we need to try.
Somebody's got to help me with my Robert's rules here. Do I hear an alternate motion in that, Jamie?
If we can do it that way, I would make an alternate motion to approve a conditional K-5 with some specified benchmarks that the staff laid out for them to meet before being approved for opening.
So just so I'm clear, are you providing guidance to the applicant on how to proceed in order to achieve a conditional startup for which no plan has been submitted here?
Well,
I just want to understand the proposal.
I mean, I guess I'm just suggesting a conditional approval. I guess we could, you could ignore my K-5 recommendation if you want. But
I just want to be clear on the expectations that we're. I mean, this organization is phenomenal. So I just want to make sure we're being fair in representing what we're.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly didn't ask for that. Yeah. So I guess maybe that could be something they, if they wanted to make a change to that, they could talk with the staff about that. But I just feel like maybe a conditional approval with some benchmarks that they need to meet within a certain time frame is a fair resolution.
Okay, so with that further discussion, I believe we have a motion and a second with respect to approval of the staff's recommendation. So let's take an up or down vote on that, and then if it's appropriate after that, we can consider other motions and vote accordingly. Fair?
Yeah, but I think just process-wise, I think that may stymie, if we may need to flesh this continuing discussion out as part of this motion. Otherwise, we run the risk of...
I think we run the risk of many things at this point, David, so...
It feels that way to me. I mean...
Okay.
I mean, look, everybody understands exactly what's being talked about here. That's the point. You've mentioned, sir, repeatedly the mission statement, but I think the conclusion where Kariga was getting to and landing on and others is, at some point our responsibility, it has nothing to do with the empathy, right, and the obviousness of the dilemma, but it has everything to do with our responsibility with regard to the tactical, not sort of the spiritual or the meaning or the inspiration. It's to be able to make sure that the program can be successful based on the merits of the process that's established. That's sort of the mechanics of it. So I want to make sure we're delineating between the two clearly.
And so as the original maker of the motion, I was a parliamentarian for a short period of time
Thank
in college.
You.
We can certainly amend that to the degree that is of interest. What I will say, this is extremely hard to say, especially with these folks sitting here and thinking about what they have presented. But my read of the application and hearing of some of the things that are still outstanding, I'm not convinced that can be done in 3.5 months. And so if it's the will of the board, I can certainly withdraw my motion, and there can be a different motion, you know, applied. But we do have this on the table, and I just want to make sure that that's clear from me.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second still on Kariga's initial motion. So let's table that temporarily, and let's take up the motion that I heard Jamie making. And can you articulate that again so we've got it clearly in the minutes?
I suggested approving with developing some conditional benchmarks, and the staff would develop those conditional benchmarks within a certain time frame in order for them to be fully approved to open.
Thank you, Jamie. So we have a new motion, and is there a second for that motion? Okay, thank you. That motion, I believe, fails for lack of a second, and then we'll return to the tabled motioned, which Kariga originally gave us, which was to approve the staff's recommendation to decline this application. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you. I would add my comments to those of my colleagues in thanking you for the time that you've spent here today. I come from a small town as well, face very similar circumstances, and appreciate the tremendous commitment that you've brought to this process. I understand nights and weekends and all day Sunday, and that an awful amount of effort, awfully large amount of effort has gone into it, and would just again echo the feelings of my colleagues that fundamentally our job is to make sure that the schools that we authorize are situated for success, and we want to make sure that we put all successful applicants in the best place possible to do that. So I'm certain the staff will be very willing to talk to you about the deficiencies in the application and what might be done to remedy those going forward. Thank you very much.